American Language Course, Book 30, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the numbers. Number 1.
Repeat 641030637.
Number 2.
Repeat 011258.
Number 3.
Repeat 341279.
Number 4.
Repeat 225-1501.
Number 5.
Repeat 5-344-141.
Number 6.
Repeat 6292894.
Please look at Figure 2. Listen to a series of numbers and mark the number you hear. First, listen to the example. 1241615. 2. The correct answer is A. Now, listen and mark. Number 1.
2630420.
Number 2.
05834-6106.
Number 3.
2461211.
Number 4.
981368.
Number 5.
333942.
Number 6.
828-5354.
Check your answers. Then repeat the numbers.
Number 1 is A. Repeat 2630420. Number 2 is B. Repeat 05834-6106. Number 3 is A. Repeat 246-1211. Number 4 is A. Repeat 981368. Number 5 is B. Repeat 333942. Number 6 is B. Repeat 828-5354.
Let's look at Figure 3. Listen to the equations and repeat them. Number 1.
Repeat 10 minus 2 times 2 equals 6.
Number 2.
repeat. 10 minus 2 times 2 equals 16.
Number 3.
Repeat. 4 plus 6 divided by 2 equals 5.
Number 4.
Repeat. 4 plus 6 divided by 2 equals 7.
Number 5.
Repeat. 7 times 9 minus 8 equals 55.
Number 6.
Repeat. 7 times 9 minus 8 equals 7.
Go to figure 4. Listen to a dialogue. Select the correct answer to the question in your booklet. Listen. Number 1.
Where do I find that information?
Shh! Not so loud. You'll disturb the other people. Here, follow me. I'll show you where to find it.
Number 2.
Where can I find the paper items that are on sale?
They're on aisle 2A, sir. That's right across from the meat market.
Number 3.
Did you have the catch of the day?
Yes, I did. And I really enjoyed it.
Number 4.
Wasn't that nice? I really enjoyed the dinner.
They sure showed us a good time, and she's a very good cook.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B, in the library. Number 2 is A, in a grocery store. Number 3 is C, at a seafood restaurant. Number 4 is B, to somebody's house. Look at figure 5. Listen to a dialogue. Write each number you hear. Look at the example, listen, and write the numbers.
Are we going to dinner at 7 or 8?
We'd better leave at 7 to get there by 8. We'll go out Highway 281. We should get there in 1 hour, I think.
The numbers in the example are 7, 8, 7, 8, 281, and 1. Now listen to the dialogue and write the numbers.
Number 1.
Let's get together on the 10th and go to that new discount mall on Highway 35. Want to?
Sounds good to me. I hear they have about 20 different stores there. There's one I'm really interested in. I'm told they carry 5 different name brands.
What time shall I pick you up? Will 10 o'clock be okay?
10 sounds fine. Then we can stop for lunch at around 1 on our way home. Number 2.
Did you watch the movie on Channel 29 last night?
No, I watched Channel 9. What was the movie?
It was an oldie. 7 Days, I think it was called.
Wasn't that the one about Double Agent 051?
Yeah, that was it. It lasted 3 hours.
Did it come on at 8?
No, at 9. So it was 12 before it was over.
Boy, I'll bet 5 o'clock came early for you this morning.
Number 3.
I'm going to the commissary for 1 or 2 things. Do you want me to get anything for you?
Would you mind? I can't get away from here until 5, and they'll be closed by then.
I'm going at 2 when I get out of class. I don't need much, so I can get what you need.
Well, let's see. I want 6 apples, two small packages of instant chicken soup, a six-pack of sodas, and a one-pound can of coffee. Is that too much to expect you to carry?
No, that's okay.
Number four.
Tell us, teacher, are you married?
Yes, and I have three children. They are grown and married to three wonderful people, so I really have six children.
Do they have children?
Yes, they all do. My oldest daughter has two boys. My other daughter has three boys and one girl. And my son has three boys and two girls.
So you have 11 grandchildren?
Yes, and another one on the way.
Let's check your answers. Number 1 is 10, 35, 20, 1, 5, 10, 10, and 1. Listen to the dialogue again.
Let's get together on the 10th and go to that new discount mall on Highway 35. Want to?
Sounds good to me. I hear they have about 20 different stores there. There's one I'm really interested in. I'm told they carry five different name brands.
What time shall I pick you up? Will 10 o'clock be okay?
10 sounds fine. Then we can stop for lunch at around 1 on our way home.
Number 2 is 29, 9, 7, 1, 0, 5, 1, 3, 8, 9, 12, and 5. Listen to the dialogue again. Did you watch the movie on Channel 29 last night?
No, I watched Channel 9. What was the movie?
It was an oldie. 7 Days, I think it was called.
Wasn't that the one about Double Agent 051?
Yeah, that was it. It lasted 3 hours.
Did it come on at 8?
No, at 9. So it was 12 before it was over.
Boy, I'll bet 5 o'clock came early for you this morning.
Number 3 is 1, 2, 5, 2, 6, 2, 6, and 1. Listen to the dialogue again.
I'm going to the commissary for one or two things. Do you want me to get anything for you?
Would you mind? I can't get away from here until 5, and they'll be closed by then.
I'm going at 2 when I get out of class. I don't need much, so I can get what you need.
Well, let's see. I want 6 apples, 2 small packages of instant chicken soup, a 6-pack of sodas, and a 1-pound can of coffee. Is that too much to expect you to carry?
No, that's okay.
Number 4 is 3, 3, 6, 2, 3, 1, 3, 2, 11, and 1. Listen to the dialogue again. Tell us, teacher, are you married?
Yes, and I have three children. They are grown and married to three wonderful people, so I really have 6 children.
Do they have children?
Yes, they all do. My oldest daughter has 2 boys. My other daughter has 3 boys and 1 girl. And my son has 3 boys and 2 girls.
So you have 11 grandchildren?
Yes, and another one on the way.
Now, go to figure 6. Listen carefully to a conversation. Then, select answers to the questions based on the conversation that you hear.
Hey, Joe. Are you going to the game tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet. It depends on the weather.
The weather's supposed to be clear all week.
Yeah, but I hate sitting outside when it's cold.
So do I. But I can't wait to see the team from Boston.
They are good. They really know how to kick that ball around.
Now listen to the questions and mark your answers. Number 1. Is Joe going to the game? Number 2. How will the weather be all week? Number 3. Which city's team is coming to town? Number 4. What sport are they talking about? Listen to the conversation again and check your answers.
Hey, Joe, are you going to the game tomorrow?
I'm not sure yet. It depends on the weather.
The weather's supposed to be clear all week.
Yeah, but I hate sitting outside when it's cold.
So do I, but I can't wait to see the team from Boston.
They are good. They really know how to kick that ball around.
Number 1. Is Joe going to the game? The answer is C. He hasn't decided yet. Number 2. How will the weather be all week? The answer is C. It will be clear. Number 3. Which city's team is coming to town? The answer is B. Boston's. Number 4. What sport are they talking about? The answer is A. Soccer. Look at figure 7. Listen to a paragraph. You will hear it 3 times. This first time, just listen.
Tom works for a construction company, but his job seems to be more destructive than constructive. It is his job to set the explosives that destroy buildings on sites where new buildings are going to be erected. It's a very specialized job. Tom has to know exactly how much dynamite to use in order to blow up one building but not damage the buildings around it. The men who work with Tom admire him and praise his abilities as an explosives expert.
Now listen again, and this time write in the missing words in figure 7. Listen.
Tom works for a construction company, but his job seems to be more destructive than constructive. It is his job to set the explosives that destroy buildings on sites where new buildings are going to be erected. It's a very specialized job. Tom has to know exactly how much dynamite to use in order to blow up one building but not damage the buildings around it. The men who work with Tom admire him and praise his abilities as an explosives expert.
Listen this last time and check what you've written. Write in any words you missed. Listen.
Tom works for a construction company, but his job seems to be more destructive than constructive. It is his job to set the explosives that destroy buildings on sites where new buildings are going to be erected. It's a very specialized job. Tom has to know exactly how much dynamite to use in order to blow up one building, but not damage the buildings around it. The men who work with Tom admire him and praise his abilities as an explosives expert.
You can see the completed paragraph on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 1C, book 30.